Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies as well as news from Indian Country. Studies have shown that American Indian reservations are plagued by the manufacturing, trafficking, and use of crystal methamphetamine. Reservations are targeted by non-Native drug cartels, and Native Americans have the highest meth usage of any ethnic group in the United States, resulting in extremely high crime and incarceration rates. Tribal nations have been searching to find ways for offenders to right wrongs and restore balance. Today, more than 300 tribal courts now integrate culturally significant practices that focus on healing to wellness. The documentary Tribal Justice examines the efforts of two tribal judges of the Yurok and Quechan tribes, two of the largest tribal nations in California. The film follows Abby Abinetti, Chief Judge of the Yurok Tribe, and Claudette White, Chief Judge of the Quechan Tribe, as they work to create alternate systems of justice that focus on rehabilitation and restoration. Abinetti states, "We are village people, we have village values, and those values compel us to take care of each other, our families, and our country." Abinetti was the first Native American woman admitted to the State Bar of California. Claudette White, who sees Abinetti as a mentor, comments, "In my capacity as chief judge, what I'm fighting for is our people, our independence, our sovereignty, our existence." Both judges are passionate about preserving their cultures and creating new pathways to justice for families dealing with historical trauma and intergenerational addiction. The film, Tribal Justice, contradicts the entrenched mainstream narrative that depicts Native Americans as locked in hopeless circumstances. Abinetti and White's struggle and triumphs tell a different story, one of strong female leaders working alongside their people to affirm tribal sovereignty and to break free of the systems of poverty and inequality. A free showing of the film, Tribal Justice, will take place on the NMU campus on Wednesday, September 19th at 6 p.m., followed by a panel discussion. For more information, visit the Center for Native American Studies website at www.nmu.edu/Native Americans. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.